Welcome, listeners. This is Straight from the Heart, and I'm your host, Juliana. I have some very, very special guests today. My two very special guests today is Charlie Johnson and Catherine Ryan Hyde. And yes, this is a beautiful world. We are the world's children, and we are all coming together and lending a helping hand and making a positive change in this world. Charlie Johnson, one of my special guests today, is a board member of the Pay It Forward Foundation and Movement, and the creator of the Pay It Forward bracelet, which has helped to fund the foundation and movement. Catherine Ryan Hyde is the author, screenplay writer, and founder of the Pay It Forward Foundation and Movement. And if this sounds familiar to you, then you either saw the movie Pay It Forward or read the book by Catherine Ryan Hyde. Charlie and Catherine have come together to facilitate the Pay It Forward Foundation and Movement in an effort to change the world, one favor at a time. And this is what the world needs today. They need more beautiful people like Charlie and Catherine. Welcome, Charlie, and welcome, Catherine, to the show, and thank you so much for being my special guest today.
Thank you.
Hey,
my pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Catherine, if you will, my dear, could you tell the listeners what inspired you in the writing of the book, and is the book a true story?
No, the book's not a true story. And I do want to just very briefly correct, I did not write the screenplay.
Oh, and you didn't
so
write
the movie, even though I think the movie brings out the Pay It Forward idea well,
mm-hmm.
It's not a terribly faithful adaptation of my book. And so people who have seen it, like if they have trouble with the ending or whatever, they might want to go to the source material. But again, I don't, you know, out of the library is fine. I'm not really saying this to sell books. I did have an experience, despite this being entirely fiction, many years ago, probably close to 25 years ago now, where a couple of total strangers bailed me out of a very bad spot. I was on my own in a bad neighborhood late at night, and the engine of my car was on fire.
Wow.
They stopped. They put it out by hand. When I saw them running at me in the dark, I thought I was going to die. It never occurred to me the total strangers were running to my rescue.
Wow.
And then in the process of the fire department showing up, they just disappeared. They while I wasn't paying attention, they packed up and drove away.
Did you ever find them again?
No. And they have never come out of the woodwork. As many times as I have told that story in the national media, they have never come out of the woodwork.
Maybe you had an angelic intervention?
You know, I'm not discounting the possibility, but and I want people to take this the right way. I hope not, for this one reason. I hope that it's possible for just human beings to do that for each other.
Well, there's human angels down here.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, absolutely.
There's people down
well, there's
here.
There's absolutely no doubt that those two men were angels in my life.
Right.
There's no doubt about that to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to, the reason that I wrote the book to be very secular is not because I don't have personal spiritual beliefs, but because, you know, we can do this. This is simple. There's really no divine intervention required. It's
exactly.
To be kinder to each other is we're already well equipped.
Exactly. Definitely. I've been telling people about this all my life. I've been trying to do this all my life. I help strangers all the time. I help animals. I rescue abused animals. I always try to lend a helping hand. And I tell people, don't thank me. I'm not special. I'm not an angel. I'm nothing of the sort. This is just what we should do for one another. We're all interconnected, and we need to help one another.
Sure, we're in a human community. And, you know, the little secret behind all this is that it feels to people sometimes when they're not doing it like a sacrifice
mm-hmm.
to reach out and help somebody else. And
okay.
The secret is when they do it, they find out, no, they're actually happier themselves.
Exactly. When you do something good for somebody, do it without intent and expectation. Just do it from your heart with love. When you do it with intent and expectation, you never, ever get that feeling that you get when you just do it from your heart with compassion and love. That's the real thing.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
And, Charlie, can you tell us a little bit about actually what is your function within the organization?
My function kind of just came about the past couple months. I'd say it's about a year ago we came up with the Pay It Forward bracelet idea.
Uh-huh.
I was coming from one meeting to the next, and I was driving on the freeway, and that idea just popped in my mind. One thing led to another. We started passing these bracelets out through our own industry. And a couple months down the road, you know, one lady was just by chance, honestly, 2 days before I sent her some bracelets, she was going to see Catherine speak.
Uh-huh.
It was somewhere in Michigan.
Uh-huh.
And she got me in touch, or got me and Catherine in touch, and one thing led to another, and they put that bracelet up on the foundation website. And the next thing you know, the next week, we're getting 5, 10, 15, 20 requests from all over the world. I mean, I just had no idea that it would catch on like this.
Wow.
And one thing led to another, and these bracelets were making such an impact that Catherine asked me to be on the board, and the dream came true.
You have bumper stickers too, right?
We do have bumper stickers. The foundation has always offered bumper stickers, and we kind of put those out as being, you know, something similar, I think, to Charlie's idea with the bracelets. Just kind of a visible reminder, something that gets out there and spreads the word. And
right.
We've done fairly well with them, and so I expected the bracelets to do about as well as the bumper stickers had done. And when I say do well, there's no charge for them. I don't mean that.
Right.
I mean literally, physically, as a way to raise funds. But for some reason, they just sparked in a way that the bumper stickers never did. There's just some energy behind them. People like them.
Like the bracelets.
Right. They like the bracelets. Yep. And, you know, they're writing and saying, you know, could I get 350? Could I get one for every student in my school? Could I get one for, you know, every employee of every library in the city, you know?
And these are globally?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're working on it.
Yeah, we're definitely working on it, for sure.
I'm sure there are a couple countries that we haven't hit, but I'd say there are probably more continents, more countries that these have gone to than that they haven't.
Awesome.
We actually just, now it's really getting big. A guy I know down in Houston got 1,500 from us, requested 1,500. We sent them down, and it was for every school teacher and every administrator down in the school district in Houston. Every one of them got that bracelet and just went crazy.
Uh-huh.
So 2 days ago, I actually got a request for 250,000 bracelets.
Holy cow.
A
so,
250,000?
I didn't even know that.
We are on the hunt right now. We are on the hunt right now for some funds, some sponsorships, that type of stuff. But like we said, you know, on the front page of your website, somehow, some way, we will turn that 250,000 into
You're on the hunt right now for donations.
Because see, at the time we started doing this, I mean, I think Charlie started out ordering 100,000, wasn't it?
Correct.
And
yes.
Then it was 200,000.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just doing this out of his own funds, and we thought, well, you know, my goodness, that'll go a long way. Well, we weren't prepared for the fact that we turn around 2 months later and say, ooh, we need another 250,000.
Yep.
So what are you doing to raise money to help this, help you with getting these bracelets? Do you have anything that you sell?
No, we don't.
No.
And we purposely set up the foundation that way. That is kind of how the charter of the foundation is set up. We will never be marketing.
Okay.
One thing we do, we give away the bumper stickers and Charlie's bracelets absolutely free. We even pay for the postage.
Right.
Every time we send out a completely free order of these things, we enclose a donation envelope. And so far, people have been very good. An awful lot of people will send a donation of, say, you know, $50 or $25. That's more than it cost us.
Awesome.
In many cases. So to some degree, it pays for itself once you get them and start sending them out. But we do all individual donations. Now, fortunately, our visibility is getting much better. And so we're getting a lot more and a lot, you know, nicer quality of individual donations. But we kind of made up our mind that that was the way it was going to be.
Yes.
Okay. Are you getting any emails, any information back from people with their stories, with their true life stories regarding the Pay It Forward?
Charlie, take it away.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got Catherine's. She's got, I don't know how many stories on her movement website, but the main point of our blog, PayItForwardToday.net or PayItForwardToday.org.
Repeat that the second time, Charlie, because when the listeners are listening, they need to write it down.
Okay.
So repeat that like a couple times so they can get that information down.
It is www.PayItForwardToday.org. That's PayItForwardToday.org. And that has been up for only about 2 months. And these stories are simply coming from the people we send these bracelets out, and we highly encourage them, you know, let us know how things are going, update us, give us stories, let us know how the kids are treating it, how your employees are handling it. And we've got about 70 stories up there, but it's just so fresh and so new. And now what is happening as well is they're jumping on Catherine's site and seeing the little, you know, we've got a little image on there on of my blog. They're jumping on there and saying, I love these stories. I love Pay It Forward. I always do this. I've always wanted somehow, some way to pay it forward and keep reminding people, can you send me bracelets? So I'm getting responses and requests through Catherine's website, but I'm also getting requests through my blog. So, you know, our first 100,000 lasted about 6 months. Our second 100,000, 2 months. Now we're through with the second 100,000. We've got a third 100,000 on order, and I'm in my office right now looking at a stack about an inch thick. That 100,000 more than likely will be gone by the time we get that third batch.
And you have orders from all over the world.
Oh, the big one right now, one that's really catching my eye, is country of Malta.
Wow.
Off the tip of Italy. And they've got their own little website going, and I mean, they wanted, you know, 10 or 15,000 bracelets, but they're doing a whole huge, just huge event, and they've got so many stories coming back, so it's pretty cool.
How did they get this information? Did they get this information off of your site?
You know what? On our blog, the payitforwardtoday.org, there's a little bit on the right side where you can submit stories and also ask for bracelets.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if they saw Catherine's or they saw mine, but these random people just, I will get random emails, and luckily they get through my spam filter saying, you know, I love this concept. I've got to get bracelets. I simply reply, tell me how many you want, what your address is, and we ship them out.
Catherine.
Yes.
As I sit here listening to you and Charlie, I'm an intuitive. I've always been that way. Some people call it psychic. I call it intuitive, natural gift from God. And what I'm picking up on you is that experience you had like 25 years ago with those two people coming and rescuing you,
mm-hmm.
they really were angels that came and helped you, and they saved your life actually for this. This is your life's purpose that you are doing right now, as well as it's a part of Charlie's life's purpose and anybody else that's getting involved with you with this Pay It Forward Foundation.
Well, there's definitely a convergence. There's no doubt about that. And
mm-hmm.
and it's interesting you say that, because every time somebody like Charlie comes in and gets involved with the foundation, we call them angels who have landed.
You
know, another angel has landed in the foundation. Now I realize that Charlie is made out of flesh and blood, but you know,
mm-hmm.
for these purposes, he's one of our angels. But yeah, I agree with you, and I think my life purpose is to be a writer, to be an author. Now I do
mm-hmm.
want to mention that I am the author of 11 books, and Pay It Forward is one of them.
Well, you want to mention some of your other books?
Okay, well, the newest ones are Chasing Windmills, which is a regular adult title, and then The Day I Killed James, which is actually a young adult title. It's not
mm-hmm.
what it sounds like it is. It's not about a murder. It's
What's it about?
It's actually about an 18-year-old girl who holds herself responsible for someone else's suicide.
Uh-huh.
And what she needs to do to get through that guilt. So I what I consider to be my life's work is using fiction, using my writing to kind of break down some of the boundaries that we seem to have between individual human beings.
Awesome.
To kind of promote a more accepting frame, to get people to go a little deeper into the character of somebody whom they might not spend time with in real life. And of course, Pay It Forward, I think, was the most dramatic example of that, because it's caught on in a much bigger way. But yes, I do think that is...
I love that movie. I've watched that movie so many times, and the first time I watched it, I wasn't prepared with my box of puffs, but after that, I take my box of puffs and I would just cry. I just love that movie. That was awesome. Whatever happened to that little boy that started it? He must be all grown up now, huh?
He is. He's all grown up. He's done a couple movies since then.
Yeah.
I don't know. He said all along that maybe he wouldn't grow up to be an actor. If you've seen the movie that many times, the next time you get it in your head to see the movie, I think you ought to read the book.
Read the book.
Well, of course the author's going to say that. But
yeah.
For no other reason. First of all, I think it has a more uplifting ending.
Uh-huh.
I think the world changes much more completely in the book. But if for no other reason, then the movie is about a third of the book.
Uh-huh. I can buy the book right off of your site.
6 hours. And the movie's 2 hours. So if for no other reason than to get the more complete version.
I can buy the book right off your site, right?
I don't actually sell the book, no. But, I mean, you could just, you know, you can get it from your local bookseller. You can get it from the online booksellers.
Okay, so that's up there. So,
Or you can get it at the library.
Right. I rather buy it because I like to buy books so I can reread them and not have to worry about taking them back to the library.
Well, I like people who like to buy books, but I just want to be clear with people that I'm encouraging them to read this. I'm not saying buy my book, that classic thing the authors always do, buy my book.
Right.
To me, it's more just a familiarity with the work that I'm looking for.
Can you or Charlie remember any of the pay it forward stories that you've been getting from these people that you can share with the listeners? Maybe 3, 4, 5 of them, if you can remember the short ones or whatever.
Did something jump to your mind, Charlie?
I would say the quickest one is out of New York. It was an elementary, and what had happened is the bracelet caught on, and it got so many of the parents and teachers involved. They had every student from K through 5 submit a story. Next thing you know, I get a package, and there's 600 stories I'm going through. It was by far just like an epiphany type of thing. It was like, this bracelet has arrived. This is so cool. So it was just cool to see what they thought of the world, see it from a very naive perspective, and someone who hasn't grown up yet and seen, you know, the negative aspects of this world. I just loved what they were talking about, what they were doing, and how they were helping each other. Because they were helping each other on the playground. They were coming in and telling their teacher good things instead of, oh, I just beat up Johnny. They were doing really good things. They were happy to do it, and it just really clicked with me.
Wow,
that's nice. I do want to mention, when we're talking about stories and we're talking about the websites, that the Pay It Forward Foundation itself actually runs two official websites, and one of them is payitforwardfoundation.org. It's actually pretty easy to remember. And on that one, we have the stories of the actual school children's projects that the Pay It Forward Foundation funded. Because that's what we do. We encourage kids to come up with these projects to change their world. And then the other one, payitforwardmovement.org, is really nothing but stories. It's just stories, all the stories that we know of individuals that tell us their story, and we post them online. I think the one that stands out most to me probably is the one that we gave the Pay It Forward Award to, which was a group of school children who raised something like $1,500 and 50 boxes of clothes and household merchandise, and I wouldn't even have time to tell you all this stuff before the program's over, for this family of a developmentally disabled child in their school whose house had burned. And it was so inspirational that by the time I showed up to give them the Pay It Forward Award, it was the following school year. The next year's school kids had done, in the same class, had done something similar for another family in trouble. And the day that I was there, there was an article about it in the paper, and the school had just gotten a phone call from a business who said, we read the article in the paper, and we want to match that.
Wow.
We figure if the kids can do it, we can do it. And I was able to get up there and tell those kids, you've inspired people that you'll probably never even meet in places you'll never go.
Is it mostly kids that are getting involved with this, or are the adults getting involved as
well? It's both.
Both.
The Pay It Forward Foundation is an educational foundation, so we mostly work with the school-age kids. The Pay It Forward movement is just a much more loosely woven kind of a grassroots movement, and that's just grown-ups and just whoever happens to be out there paying it forward.
Right.
Anybody can be part of this. It's very unofficial. You just do what you do, and we hope to hear from you, and then hopefully we get a bigger picture of what's going on out there.
That right there is the perfect point that Catherine just pointed out. Anyone at any time, anywhere, can do this.
Right.
It's that simple. Just help an individual out and move along with your day.
Yep. There's no permission needed, no form to fill out.
Exactly.
It doesn't take a lot of time. It doesn't necessarily require money. And I bet you anything, you'll have a better day.
Oh,
exactly right.
You'll have a better day, and you'll affect that person. That person will move on, and it's just a ripple effect.
Definitely. And I tell you, when I watch the movie, it's something about the movie that it's an energy in the movie, or I'm not quite sure if I'm even wording it right, but it's something about that movie that when you see that movie, listeners, if you haven't seen it yet, please do yourself a favor. Buy it, rent it, or however you can get to watch it. If you haven't read the book, buy it, rent it, whatever you can do to get it, because I'm telling you, there is some kind of an energy that is in that movie, that story. There's some kind of energy in there that literally when you finish watching this movie, you will feel changed. It's something that comes into you. It's something that takes over you in the most positive and wonderful way that I really feel lame trying to explain it because I don't have the words to explain it the way it really should be explained. All I can say, it is absolutely life-changing and awesome, and try it for yourself. Check it out and see. And once you see it, you'll know what I'm talking about.
You know what? And for the people who out there who want to do it right now, who maybe will go watch the movie or read the book later next week, I have one challenge for you. Jump out there today in your everyday life. Go grab lunch at Subway or wherever you're going to go. Grab lunch for yourself, pay for the person behind you, and move along with your day. If you can't tell me, that's not the best feeling in the world. It's just amazing. It becomes addicting, and we need more and more people to take care of each other.
Exactly right. I'm going to tell you a little story that happened to me right after I seen this movie. I was at the time I was living in the Florida Keys, and this movie really touched my heart and soul. Like I was saying, it really did something to me. Up until then, I had always been a very giving, generous, kind, compassionate type of a person, always doing things for others, and I knew how it felt to do those things and to be that way, but the movie just, I guess I'd have to say, made me go like another 10 steps up the ladder. So I guess it must have been about maybe a month or so after I saw the movie, we had a storm. It was a hurricane that came through down in the Florida Keys. It didn't hit the Keys. It went across down on the western tip of Key West where we got probably about 50, 60, 70 miles an hour winds. I was safe. We were safe with the animals. We were tuckered down in a hotel and been riding it out. But after everything had crossed, they finally let us back out on the streets like a day or so later, and we went home and got all the animals tucked in and everything, and I decided that I was going to take a ride down the road where the boat people lived to see how they were doing, because every now and then I would go over there and I would, if I had something cooked, I would drop off a little food or something or take them some water or whatever, you know. Well, this day I went there. And it was sad. They had brought their little boats in there and rode out the storm, and their boats was sunk and all smashed. They had nothing left. They had nowhere to live. They were all huddled together up on the shore. They were wet. They were cold. It was still real cloudy and overcast, so the sun wasn't out, so it wasn't warm. They were cold. One of them had a little dog with them, and they had nothing, like I said. So I went home. I told them I was going to go home and get them some food, and I was going to get them some dry clothes and come back. And I went home, and I took a bunch of T-shirts and shorts from my friend, and because they were all men that were there. And I went, and I really didn't have much of anything, but I did have beans and rice that I could make them a nice dinner of beans and rice, and I had some fish in my refrigerator that I had caught a couple days before, and I made up some fried fish and beans and rice, and I carried them water and clothes. I carried them blankets and sheets and pillows, and I gave it to them. And it was about, I would say probably about somewhere between 6 and 8 men there. I just took it and gave it to them and carried them dog food for the little dog, a little bowl for him to drink out of, water and everything. And I left, and I forgot all about this. I didn't even remember I had done this. I went on with my life. And about a year later, one day, I stopped off at the Quick Mart, and I pulled my van into the side of the building, and I seen two men sitting there talking. I didn't recognize them or anything, and I got out of my van, and I went into the store, and I went into the store to buy some lunch. I went into the store, and I bought some fried chicken, and I was coming out with my little bit of chicken and getting into my van to go home, and all of a sudden, I heard this man say that was sitting by the side of the store, "Oh, Juliana, I am so happy to see you again." And I was kind of like you, Catherine. I wasn't sure if they were going to attack me or what. But I stopped, and I said, I don't know you. And he goes, "You don't remember me, do you?" Here this man was cleanly shaved. He had on a clean shirt. He had on a clean pair of jeans. He was sitting there on the side of the store, and he said, "Look at me good." And I looked at him, and I said, "No, I don't remember you. Who are you? Where do I know you from?" And he said, "You're the lady that came that day and brought that fried fish, rice, and beans for us, brought us clean clothes and blankets and pillows, and even helped the dog." And he said, "For what you did for me," he said, "nobody had ever showed me such compassion and caring in my life. And for what you did for me, gave me hope." He said, "Every night when I was going to sleep, I thought of how kind you were to me. It made me feel like somebody really cared. And by me feeling somebody really cared, I started caring about myself. I stopped drinking. I went out. I started looking for work." And he says, "I'm not working full-time now, but I am working part-time, and my life has become better." So that's what happened to me through Pay It Forward.
Wow.
So I thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I thank you, but I don't think you should necessarily thank me. I think one of the points I'd like to make about Pay It Forward, I mean, you said you've lived like this all your life, and I think this is true of most people. I think before there was a Pay It Forward book and before there was a movie, people were expressing this kind of kindness. And I think I love what you said about how when, you know, the story does something to change you. But what I think it does is I think it just wakes up something. If it was in you all along, it just wakes it up
mm-hmm.
and makes it more active. So I'm very careful to make the point that I can only inspire inspired people. If someone doesn't bring their inspiration to the book or the movie, I can't put it into them. So
mm-hmm.
I think the advantage of the phrase Pay It Forward is when we all call it the same thing, when we have a language for it, we get to see much better how big it is and where it's appearing.
Mm-hmm.
So right. I don't give myself too much credit for the Pay It Forward movement, other than the fact that if I kind of reminded people or woke something up in people, I'm glad.
Yeah, well, you see, you deserve. You're very humble. And I so honor that in you, but you do deserve the thank you and the gratitude for what you did, because if you hadn't done that, it wouldn't be spreading around the world like it is now and waking people up and inspiring people. So you actually created the little small ball. You guys all started it rolling and turning into this big, huge ball that it is now.
Well, okay, I'll take credit for this. I'll take credit for making a snowball and giving it a little push at the top of the hill.
There you go. There you go.
And then all the other people who joined in. You know, I mean, the way I see it, the Pay It Forward movement, that's the people who are out there doing it right now, doing the work. So they're the ones who kind of added on to the snowball as it was rolling downhill.
Yeah, I would have to say thanks as well, because that movie and that book got me where I am today. It definitely changed my life back in 2000.
How did you come up with this idea, Charlie, about the bracelets? I know you said you were driving home or something and that an idea came to you. But can you elaborate a little more on that?
Ever since I saw the movie had an amazing impact. I mean, I was only 20 years old at the time, just coming out of my teen years, fighting with my parents, the typical teen stuff. And I just knew there was a better way. I knew that this negative energy coming out of me was just terrible. And it just so happened, I tripped across that movie, and that's it. It just clicked. No one around me changed. I just changed my thoughts. You change your thoughts, you change your world.
There you go.
And ever since that movie, I always wondered, why didn't something big come from this? Why wasn't there a big movement? Why, you know, why didn't more people jump on board? This is as simple as it gets. So time just went on, and we kept doing it. And we just, you know, went along our lives. And last year in June, I was driving on the freeway, and it just clicked. Instead of wearing the bracelet to show your support, pay it forward. Well, you're moving one thing to another person. Why don't you take that bracelet off, move it to them, and have that just spread throughout the world? And then, you know, and it just clicked. Honestly, I wasn't thinking about it. It just clicked. Talked to a couple of my buddies. They loved it. One thing led to another. Went from 1,000 bracelets to 100,000, to 200, to 3. And it just kept going and going. And it's it's just like your story. And there's a lot of people listening. There's a lot of people out in this world that think they want to change their lives or they want to change their mindset, and they think it's too difficult.
Right. Exactly.
It's as simple as humanly possible.
Mm-hmm. It's so simple, that's why it's so hard to find.
You just take a step.
Just one step. Yeah, one step leads to another. And
yeah, exactly.
And
next thing you know, you've walked 1,000 miles.
Just
take a step.
It's so simple, and we're in such a crazy world right now where it's so busy, where it's so much info overload, that we pass people every day that we could help. Now, the other thing about that bracelet is it's on your wrist. It's a reminder. Oh, remember what that person did for me. And you start viewing the world differently. You start seeing people you need to help that you wouldn't have in the past. And it is so simple. And we just need to get more people on board. We desperately do, because it's so simple
and it's so easy.
It's so easy.
So maybe you and Catherine can tell the listeners, because I get letters from people sometime. Matter of fact, I got a letter today from a lady that heard about you guys being on the show today, and she said she knew almost nothing about computers, but she needed me to walk her through and show her how to get on, how to listen to the show, and so forth. So why I'm saying this is, you have a blog and you have websites and stuff up there that people can go on and read. For those that are not as computer literate as the takes, I know I'm not computer literate. I can get my emails up and stuff like that, but as far as the things with my web pages and all that, I have a friend that does that for me. I don't even understand most of that. For people like me that would need some guidance to help walk them through the blog, can you explain it to them and so that it's easy for them to find the things they need to find and to get on there and share their stories if they have stories and stuff as well?
Well, I'm going to leave this to Charlie, because Charlie's site is the one that's the blog. That's the one where people can come on and post their own stories.
Uh-huh.
Everything we do just revolves around, if you send us an email with a request, we fill the request. If you send us an email with your story, we post your story on the web. And I'm hoping that the people who are listening, at least if nothing else, have access to someone who could do an email for them. But let me turn it over to Charlie for the part about the post your own.
With the blog, again, the blog is www.payitforwardtoday.org. Payitforwardtoday.org. I'm assuming most will be able to jump on that blog, and there is a let's see here. Jump online while we're talking here. There is a little part on the right side of the computer of the front page, and there's a website and an email over there. And all you have to do is copy and paste that little email. Jumping up into your Outlook or your Yahoo or your MSN, right there, PIF@payitforwardtoday.org is an email that anyone in any country with any access to computer can send me an email, and that email could be a story, it could be a request for bracelets, it could be a request for bumper stickers, it could be a request for something that Catherine needs to do, maybe for a book, for the movie, it could be a request for a donation. How do I work for the donation? How do I send that in? That PIF@payitforwardtoday.org can basically get you anything you need. That email comes directly to me. I am absolutely addicted to email. I check email every minute. So anything you need as far as the foundation, you can do that. Now, as far as someone who may not have access to a computer, Catherine, would it be okay if they wrote in?
Yeah.
To the Pay It Forward Foundation
address? P.O. Box 552, Cambria, California, 93428.
Can you give that again?
You literally have no access to a computer. P.O. Box 552, Cambria, California, zip code 93428.
Is that C-A-M-B-R-E-A?
B-R-I-A.
B-R-I-A, Cambria, California.
9-3-4-2-8. And yeah, so if you have no computer access at all and you have a request, just drop us a note.
Yeah.
We'd be more than happy to help you.
Yep. Either way, we're both very readily available, and we'll just keep pushing forward.
And that's how people get. And that's how people can come on and help you with the foundation as well. If there's any work there that you need taken care of, that you need help with, or anything, are you looking for people like that?
If people want to volunteer, we certainly have no problem with people volunteering. If there's some way we can coordinate what they could do,
uh-huh.
We do have. You know, we are mostly volunteers.
Right.
We have like one or two people who very part-time do things like catch up with the mail and things like that. We used to be an all-volunteer organization, and we found out that sounds better on paper than it really is.
Mm-hmm.
What it really means is there's nobody whose job it really is every day to keep up with this stuff, and we fell very behind. Anyone who's familiar with the foundation, a million apologies if there was a time over the last, like, say, between 6 months ago and 2 years ago when you got a very slow response from us or your response dropped through the cracks. Now we're at a point where there is someone whose job it is to make sure that whatever your request or whatever your information is taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I just want to, you know, briefly say the thing Charlie said about how after the book and after the movie, why wasn't this catching on in a bigger way? I have been very surprised about the slowness, the slow, gradual growth. It's becoming less gradual now of the Pay It Forward movement. And it's interesting because it seemed to kind of mirror the way I wrote it in the book. You know, the idea behind the story is Trevor comes up with this idea. He puts it out into the world. His impression is that it has not succeeded, that it is not catching on. But the truth of the matter is it is catching on in places he can't see. And it isn't until much later that anyone realizes how big it's going to become. And there's actually a tremendous amount, I would say maybe 5 to 10 times more going on with the Pay It Forward movement than there was when the movie was actually in theaters, driving this with its publicity.
Wow.
So it is definitely planting its own roots, and I think it's going to be, you know, Pay It Forward is based on exponential math. You know, you do something for 3 people, and they do it for 9, and they do it for 27. And I think as these numbers start getting bigger, we're going to be very surprised what that kind of exponential growth is going to bring.
Very true. Very true. And that's what we're working on right now.
Very beautiful. Changing the world. Little bit at a time.
Yep.
Yes, definitely.
And I also very much agree with what Charlie said about how when you go through the world and you look at the people around you and you start watching them and seeing what it is they need and if you can help them, as far as I'm concerned, that's the moment when you change the world right there.
That's right.
I think people feel like, oh, when I find some amazing thing to do, we'll see if it changes the world. No, I think you changed the world when you went out into it as a person who now responds to the needs of others.
That's right. It's all amazing. Even giving someone a smile or a hug is amazing. You don't know how much that person may need that and what that's going to do down the road to change their life.
Exactly. And I think if we just stick to what we do and don't worry so much about what kind of results we're seeing. I mean, you smile at somebody, they walk away. You're probably never really going to know. But if you could just stay with what you do and just assume that if you're doing good, it's going to create good,
mm-hmm.
not get too wrapped up on whether you actually see the results with your own eyes or not. You know, you got lucky you bumped into one of those men again.
Mm-hmm.
But if you hadn't, his life would have been just as changed.
That's right.
You just wouldn't have known.
Exactly. Exactly right. And, you know, in the world, the world has been so separated and people have been so afraid of one another.
Yeah.
And so withdrawn and so locked in behind closed doors. And that's what has created so much loneliness. And I think, too, it has a lot to do with creating a lot of prejudice. Because how can you judge another person? Or how can you say you don't like another person from another country or with another way of life or whatever if you don't give them a chance and get to know them?
Yeah. That, I think, more than anything else is what I try to do with my fiction, whether it's Pay It Forward, which is the only book I've ever written that has really a sort of an overt, you know, message or an action plan in it. Generally, just what I'm trying to do with my fiction is I'm trying to sort of expose the unreality of what we think are our differences.
Right.
If someone doesn't speak the same language, we think of them as very different. if we could have a conversation with them, we'd see that, you know, they love their families like we do. They want to be safe just like we do.
That's right.
You know, they want to be happy like everybody else. The part of us that is similar as human beings is so enormous, and the differences are so tiny and so surface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always try to tell people that that's what makes the world such a beautiful place, is all of the differences, the diversities. The world would be such a boring place if we all thought alike, dressed alike, ate alike, and had the same culture.
And all wanted the same things.
Right.
Know?
I'm sorry, Charlie. Were you going to say something?
Oh no, I'm just listening. This is, I mean, what she is saying, what you're talking about, is leaving me speech. It's exactly what I was just about to say. It's just so, so easy. So it's just, that's it. That's the simple concept of this. It's so easy to make a difference.
It's just basically be nice to one another. Bottom line.
Yeah.
Well, it's in a way, it's kind of like the golden rule.
Yes.
Which is like, you know, one of the first things they ever taught us about how to treat each other was the golden rule. And it's so perfect. I swear, if we all really lived by the, I kind of half jokingly tell people when I'm doing speaking engagements, I say if we all lived by the golden rule, the only problems left would be related to the weather. You know, I mean, we could pretty much let the news guy go and just keep the weatherman. Except we'd have to retrain the news guy to do something else because you wouldn't want to be fired now, would you? But I think we don't necessarily follow the golden rule as a society, but I don't think it's not because we're good people. I think it's because we have a tendency to do unto others as we have been done to. I think we kind of look around and however the world seems to be going, we take it that that's the way the world should go, and we do that.
Right.
And
it's
so,
you hurt me and I hurt you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And so the question that I had in my mind when I wrote Pay It Forward, that seems to be part and parcel of human nature.
Mm-hmm.
You hurt me, so I hurt the next person. So if that is an immutable part of human nature, could it be used for the good as well?
Exactly. And
could
also
that same part of human nature be our salvation?
Somebody has to break that chain. Somebody has to stop that way of thinking. Somebody has to stop that way of reacting. Another thing, too, that a lot of people don't realize or probably don't even understand or know about is that we're all energy. And our energy that we send out in these good deeds that we do ripple out across the pond, go out across the world into the universe, and then come back to us. If we send out negative energy, that's what we're going to get back.
If we send out positive energy, we're
going to get positive energy back. So you don't need to even think about doing it with intent about where do I fit into this? What good is this going to do to me? Forget about that. It's the natural universal law. If you do something good, it is inevitably and eventually going to come back to you tenfold.
Well, sure. Yeah, whenever people say to me, I mean, it's just the simplest way I can possibly put it, when people say to me, what's in this for me, I say, well, what kind of world do you want to live in?
That's right.
In a way, it's almost saying, like, why should I fix up my house? Well,
that's
because you live in it. You know?
That's
well,
right.
Why do
you
keep
it clean?
Right? But mm-hmm. I do agree with you, and, you know, somebody asked me once in a kind of a blog situation if I thought that people were basically good, and I said, well, I do feel that people are basically good, but one of the things that I said is that I believe that people who feel that people are basically good meet more good people than those who don't.
That's right.
And
they
this
draw
is,
them
I think, what
them.
You were talking about. When you're putting out positive energy, you find yourself surrounded by more positive people.
Exactly. When you have a good positive energy, that's the type of person
exactly.
that you're going to draw to you. If you have a very dysfunctional and sick energy, that's the kind of person you're going to draw to you.
Exactly.
Well,
go ahead, Charlie. Sorry.
The other thing is, you know, people spend so much time, like Catherine was saying, people spend so much time on working on their house, or, you know, going and working out, or working on their jobs, or working on this. They completely forget to work on the strongest thing they will ever have as long as they're on the face of this earth, their own mind.
That's right.
And like you said, this world has created such a loneliness about it.
That's
Everyone
right.
sits and watches TV and sees these fears, and they get lonely because they're just scared.
Mm-hmm.
And they, in their own mind, this person across from them, they have no idea who they are, but they're already thinking it's a bad person. Everyone is guilty instead of proven innocent, instead of
That's
vice
right.
versa.
Mm-hmm.
And just more and more people need to jump on board and work on their mind and get out of that rut, get out of that thinking that person next to you is trying to come after you in some odd way.
Start believing in one another for a change, and start trusting one another for a change, and giving each other a chance.
Well, that was my mindset, which is why I mentioned that thing about how when I saw those two men who probably saved my life running at me in the dark, I thought they were going to kill me, because that's where my head was at the time. And that kind of, you know, one of the best comments I ever heard about Pay It Forward from somebody once on a call-in radio show is he said, it changed the way I think about strangers.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
And I think that is just so key, just the idea that, and I agree, I agree, we're kind of a fear-based society. It's very normal for human beings to feel fear. I think it's important not to drown in it, but I also think that it's just to some degree unavoidable. But I think the fear of each other is easy enough to transcend, but I think that probably is the reason why people don't help each other more.
That's right.
They're
simply
afraid of people they don't know.
Yeah. You know what? There's really no strangers. We create the strangers. Think about it. No, but none of us are really strangers to one another if we choose not to let them be strangers.
Yeah, and if we can keep the fear out of the situation. And, you know, if people are coming, if people are listening and they are coming from a place where they do have some fear about people they don't know that are kind of, that's kind of unavoidable to get around, I'm very quick to say, you know, choose the pay it forward favor that fits into your comfort level at first.
That's right.
You don't have to help a total stranger. You can help a coworker. You can help a neighbor
mm-hmm.
that you don't know very well. You know, you can just find a person who you know a little bit and do more for them than you tend to do for someone that you only know. You know, do as much as you would do for your family
mm-hmm.
rather than just what you would do for a coworker.
That's right.
Whatever
That's
feels comfortable to you. I probably would not take on one similar to the one those two men did for me. I might choose not to stop in the middle of the night in a bad neighborhood for a couple of men with a broken down car, because I just might not feel safe.
Right.
I might take something different on instead. But for them, that was easy. That was comfortable, and they didn't, you know, they weren't afraid.
Charlie, let me ask you a question. I was reading there where you said you feel something very big is going to happen in 2008. We just got about 3 minutes left. Could you tell us a little bit about what your feeling is regarding that?
For my few years on this earth, I've gone off my gut. I don't go off numbers. I don't go off what someone tells me. I go off what my gut tells me.
Right.
The impact these bracelets have had, and the impact I've seen in people's faces, and the impact I've seen how simple a little bracelet being passed on can have. If 250,000 or 300,000 bracelets have already done this and already gotten to 60-plus countries, 6 out of 7 continents, imagine what we can do when we get to 3 million bracelets.
That's right.
I have just an amazing feeling that more and more people are so desperate for change right now. So
definitely.
For a different direction in the way we live our lives.
Most
and it
definitely.
Starts with them. It doesn't start with the government. It doesn't start with your boss. It doesn't start with the people around you. It starts directly with you. And
with
I see more and more and more people saying, you know what, enough is enough. I'm going to change my thoughts. I'm going to change my mindset. And that energy, as you talk about, is going to move back, and it's going to push against that negative energy we've had these past couple of years.
That's right.
It's
going to
move
That's
back
right.
in that right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for the cynics out there and for the people saying there's just no way, I mean, I read the news every day that something bad happens every other day. Forget about that. Move on to something positive. Do something nice for your neighbor and see what happens. Just give it a shot.
That's right, because that very person that you're calling negative and that's reacting negatively to you because of the way you've been treating that person, once you change your mindset, once you change your actions, once you change your ways and act more positive towards that person, and instead of giving that person negativity, give them positivity, give them kindness and love, you will see that person change and turn into a whole different person.
And you have just changed the world.
Exactly right. We got about, I think, 2 minutes left, Charlie and Catherine. And first I want to say thank you so very, very much for what you're doing for the whole world, not just here. You are doing some awesome, wonderful, wonderful work, and bless you. I thank you so much. Thank you for coming on today.
Oh, my pleasure.
I had an awesome time with you. I love talking to you. You're both such wonderful souls. I'm so blessed to have met you. And what I want to tell both of you right now is before closing, if there's any statements that you have, anything you want to tell the listeners about any more numbers, sites, books, or anything, just go right ahead and just go right ahead and do it.
Okay. Well, if Charlie doesn't mind my getting started,
please.
I just want to say anyone who may be interested in me as an author, if you're a reader, there's a lot more information about my work at cryanhyde.com.
Give that twice, Catherine.
Yeah, www.cryanhyde. So my first initial C, and then Ryan Hyde at, cryanhyde.com. I'm sorry, I was starting to give it like an email address. And so there's a lot more information there. All the sites link to each other, so you go onto any of these sites and you can kind of cruise around and see what's going on. The Pay It Forward Foundation site, if you're a teacher or a parent or a student, www.payitforwardfoundation.org. And then there's the movement site, www.payitforwardmovement.org. My best advice about that is if you've been watching too much CNN, it's a really good antidote. Charlie, last thoughts?
Last thoughts. I would assume that both of us, both Catherine and I, want to see more and more stories. So jump on and you know, let the world see what you're doing.
Yeah, talk to us.
Jump on at www.payitforwardtoday.org. Simply submit your stories. We will pop them on there that same day, and the whole world will get to see them.
Yeah,
Thank you so much.
I think it inspires others. I really do.
Yep,
thank
exactly.
you so much. Keep up the good works, Earth Angels, because that's what you are. You're Earth Angels down here in these little human suits. And I hope you get comfortable with that, Catherine, because that's who you are.
Oh no, I'm okay with it. I credit everybody else too. It's a big movement, and
Charlie,
everyone
thank you.
Has a part in the credit.
Thank you, my dear.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Yes, and just keep up the good works, and God bless you. And I know your work is going to grow and grow and grow. Have
right.
a great evening, listeners.
You too.
Thank you
so very, very much for listening. Don't forget to get out there and get the movie, get the book, and most of all, get out there and pay it forward. Do something good every day for somebody, even if you just start within your household, where you live, with those you live with and those you love, and then let it grow, and you will see the wonderful change in your life, and you will see many, many blessings coming your way. It's the universal law of what you put out comes back to you. And always remember, it's all about love, kindness, compassion, peace. Have an awesome evening, and thank you for listening.